This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Redmen Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Monday the 2nd of October and I'm here to run you through some of the stories surrounding the Reds on the start of the week. And yeah, it's not been a quiet start of the week, let's just say that. Obviously the fallout, the aftermath from what happened down in London on Saturday night continues to rumble on. There's been loads and loads of people having their two penneth worth on this one. Obviously we know what happened. Luis Diaz's goal incorrectly ruled out for offside. I say ruled out, I'm not entirely sure if that's even the right expression anymore, because they believed it was never ruled out. They believed it was just a goal and it should have moved on sort of serenely with Liverpool 1-0 up. Obviously, as we know, that wasn't the case. It was a complete and utter farce, quite frankly. And it's been a farce during the 90 minutes. It's not really got much better thereafter. PGMOL released their statement pretty much immediately after the final whistle had gone, admitting there'd been a significant human error. I think it was a little bit worse than that, if I'm being brutally honest. But yeah, I was gobsmacked at the time. Obviously, we all watched it. We all seen just how onside Luis Diaz was. I couldn't believe that I wasn't seeing lines drawn and obviously the goal being awarded. Obviously, Liverpool were already down to 10 men at that point. We actually end up going down to 9 men. We actually end up losing the game as well. That late Joel Matip goal, bit of heartbreak, a bit of injustice, really, from the Reds' perspective. But the result and the fact we end up with 9 men has kind of been overshadowed in many ways. I mean, Liverpool's performance generally was actually really impressive and sort of the siege mentality. And I think in a lot of ways, the positives that come from it from a Liverpool perspective, there's loads of them. Like, we should be really proud of the effort. And I think moving forwards, we'll be really sort of us against the world type mentality, and it'll actually do us a lot of favours. But as I say, the actual sort of use of the technology and the officiating in that game has raised some serious, serious question marks. And Liverpool themselves have actually been best foot forward on this. And it was late Sunday night when they released their own statement acknowledging the PGMOL's admission of their failings. But they went a little bit further, Liverpool, and in full, they said, "They fully accept the pressures the match officials work under, but these pressures are supposed to be alleviated, not exacerbated, by the existence and implementation of VAR. It is therefore unsatisfactory that sufficient time was not afforded to allow the correct decision to be made and there was no subsequent intervention. Those such failings have already been categorised as significant human error is also unacceptable. Any and all outcomes should be established only by the review and with full transparency. This is vital for the reliability of future decision making as it applies to all clubs with learnings being used to make improvements to processes in order to ensure this kind of situation cannot occur again." And Liverpool finished a statement with one of the more poignant lines from it. And they say, "In the meantime, we will explore the range of options available, given the clear need for escalation and resolution." Now, a hell of a lot of people, in fact, in the world of media, journalists alike, have taken that last line as, "Will Liverpool want to replay the football match?" I'm not entirely sure that's the case. Obviously, there's absolutely no use of the word "replay the football match" in that statement from the Reds. But I think they're right in what they say, because too often, and it's been fascinating, the narrative around this, because all sort of Saturday night and most of Sunday, everyone was like, "This is a disgrace. VAR have completely made a mess of this entire situation. It needs looking at, it needs addressing, etc., etc." And then the minute Liverpool say, "Well, we're going to sort of, we're not letting this go. We're going to take this higher. Everyone has gone, well, you can't do that. Like, it is what it is. You're just going to move on. So the switch around in the story has been really interesting to see. And people have literally sort of turned on a sixpence on it. Gary Neville probably being the archetypal one to do that. He actually came out with his own tweet. He tweeted a few times on this topic as well, but he said that Jurgen Klopp handled the situation very well last night, which was obviously Saturday night. Most football fans will have empathy with what happened and recognised it was wrong. He then goes on to say, however, Liverpool's statement is a mistake and the talk of exploring all options and sporting integrity are dangerous phrases, along with being vague and aggressive. And he goes on to say, the apology should be enough. It should be respected and not undervalued. It's a snap reaction and it can always be wrong, but he feels strongly about it. That's Gary Neville's words, of course. And I think he's completely, completely off the mark with that one personally. I think it's a million miles away. Like, how this isn't the first mistake we've seen from VAR, not just from Liverpool perspective, by the way, but generally speaking across the league. Like, they can't just keep making errors, match officials, and then apologising. Maybe getting taken off a game or two and then coming back 2 weeks later and we go around and around and around. Like, at some point, a football club has to stand up and say it simply isn't good enough. Like, the levels of officiating, levels of refereeing aren't up to standard. And it feels like we've kind of reached that point now. It might have taken Liverpool to do it and it might have taken a decision so, so bad that we felt like we just couldn't ignore it, and I'm glad about it. I think that's the right decision to make from our perspective. Like, what avenues and what options are available to us, I'm not entirely sure. I imagine there are some. I imagine there are some sort of ways we can go about it, but something needs to be done because it is absolutely horrendous. Like, that is one of the worst decisions I've seen, and the use of sporting integrity remains correct because we've seen Liverpool miss out on league titles by a point. Now, no one's sat here saying we're definitely going to do that. No one's even sat here saying we would have won the game, definitely, had it been 1-0 to Liverpool. Who knows what might have happened because goals famously change football matches. Of course they do. But no one can also sit here and say that Liverpool won't lose a league by a point and Liverpool won't have won that football match because we do that. We've done it. We've literally seen it happen. And if Liverpool do miss out on the Premier League or even the top four to sort of extrapolate it backwards a little bit, then, and that game has gone the way it's gone in the circumstances it has, the sporting integrity of the Premier League has been jeopardised. Like, it was horrendous. It was absolutely abysmal. Liverpool should not have lost that football match in the manner of which they did. They could have lost it normally. Of course they could have. But in that manner isn't right. So I think Gary Neville's personally miles off it. I think Liverpool are absolutely spot on the way they're conducting themselves. And I had a lot of praise for Gary Neville sort of in the immediate aftermath because he handled it really well. He was in agreement, like it was hard not to be, that it was a horrendous decision. I mean, how every single person who watched that football game saw it as being like a goal had been disallowed initially, but the two people who were most important in that process thought the goal had been given is absolutely and utterly beyond me. But yeah, I thought Neville had conducted himself brilliantly, but unfortunately, like many in the media and many journalists, since Liverpool's statement, he's switched massively, and it's quite strange to see because this isn't a Liverpool thing. This is a football thing. We should want the standards of officiating and we should want them held to a higher standard. We should want it to improve. And just by suspending the people involved for a couple of weeks and then reintegrating them back into the system and we all move on with our lives isn't going to help anyone. Like, we don't get anywhere with that type of thing. But even Mark Goldbridge, famously a Manchester United fan, of course, even he has held Gary Neville to account on those words. So yeah, interesting stuff. I don't think it's the last we're going to hear of it. A lot will be solved by just hearing the VAR audio. Whether we ever do that, I'm not quite sure. A precedent has been set because they've done that in the not-too-distant past. Like, that is something that Howard Webb has been quite open to doing. If he does it in this instance, remains to be seen. I'd be shocked if he did because I think it'll be very, very damning. But again, like I say, that would, I think, appease a lot of Liverpool fans. But yeah, this issue is going to rumble on and on and on, I think. I won't spend too much more time talking on it because you're going to be hearing a lot about it, of course.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Next story I want to pick up on comes from the same game, actually, and it's involving Cody Gakpo. Not only were Liverpool robbed of potentially 3 points on the weekend, we might have been robbed of Cody Gakpo for quite some time as well. Obviously, he got injured in the build-up to our equaliser, and he was one who scored the equaliser, obviously spinning on the volley, really well-taken goal, but you could tell immediately he was in quite a lot of pain after that. And he also left the stadium in a knee brace, which was a bit worrying to see, actually. But the Dutchman, Liverpool, still awaiting the results of a scan on Cody Gakpo's knee injury. But there has been a prediction that he could face several weeks out. Now, this comes from Ralph Elferink, a Dutch journalist, of course. And he has said that the Dutch striker faces potentially several weeks out. But if all goes to plan, it could just be a few weeks. Now, there is an international break coming up as well. So that might sort of take a little bit of time out of that. Not very likely he travels with the Holland squad, of course. But yeah, from a Liverpool point of view, big blow. Big fan of Cody Gakpo. I think he's a really intelligent footballer, and he offers us a really nice option because he's so different to Darwin Nunez and even Diogo Jota. And of course, we've seen him playing in midfield as well at times this season. So, big blow, regardless of how long he's out for. But I think I've seen a lot of people speculating that it could be a really, really bad one. This sort of time frame that's being muted suggests, although it is quite a lengthy one, it's not as bad as it potentially could have been. So, anything between sort of the 4 to 6 week mark, we'd probably have to accept. And if it was indeed less than that, I think we'd bite the hand off for that one, to be honest with you. So yeah, hopefully not too long for Cody Gakpo. Hopefully nothing too serious. Again, watch this space. That scan will be happening. As soon as we know any more details, we'll bring them to you, of course. And we'll look into it in detail with the people who know best about these type of things as ever. And just finally, I want to let you all know that over on redmenmerch.com, we have put live our Christmas jumpers for 2023. They are inspired by the Premier League title winning kit. When you get on there, you'll see what I mean. But they have a good one on the back. They're black and gold. They are absolutely stunning, like properly stunning. Our Christmas jumpers are always boss, but these ones have absolutely knocked out the park this year. So make sure you check them out. They're live now, available to pre-order. Pre-orders end on the 16th of October. They will obviously absolutely guarantee your delivery. After that, delivery is still pretty much nailed on for a few weeks, but make sure you get yourself boxed off. They are limited edition, so they will run out at some point, probably very, very soon. So make sure you get yourself sorted there. And until next time, that has been your Redmen Bite Size. Until next time, take it easy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.